They say this is a big rich town. I just come from the poorest part. Bright light city life, I gotta make it. This is where it goes down. I just happen to come up hard. Legal or illegal, baby, I gotta make it.
I never took a straight path nowhere. Life's full of twists and turns, bumps and bruises. I live, I learn. I'm from that city full of yellow cabs and skyscrapers. It's hard to get a start in these parts without paper. Homie, I grew up in hell, a block away from heaven. That corner ain't 15 minutes, it move a 7. Pure snow, bag it, then watch it go. Occupational options, get some blow or some hoes. Shoot the ball or the strap, learn the rap or the jack. Fuck it, man, in the meantime.
Yeah. All right, we back. Art, do you have any information? Because people need one of our emails is like, make sure Art got his information first.
I feel like we should do this every
single time. Yeah, make sure Art got his information.
My information?
Yes.
I mean, my information is so simple, man. I mean, it's just my Instagram is Mr. Shivers 3, and then my Facebook, you know, is Arthur Shivers 3rd. You know, it's simple.
What's your Twitter?
My Twitter is... I think Arthur Shivers the third. It's A Shivers the third. It is A Shivers the third. But you know what? I'm kind of migrating. You know,
I'm trying to say you migrate away from it.
Twitter, man. I mean, this just ain't really what.
So you just don't want to give anybody your Twitter handle?
Because you don't know what it is. I'm migrating away.
It's A Shivers the third. I mean.
That's what he thinks. We'll see. Somebody try to send Art a tweet, please.
Yeah, tweet me.
To see if A Shivers the third is his actual.
Like the Roman numeral three. The Roman numeral three. You know.
I.
Yeah, I. Roman numeral.
All right, Janae's back as always.
At Janae Sweetie Pie is easy on Twitter and on Facebook. And Janae Wallach on, Janae Wallach on Facebook. At Janae Sweetie Pie on Twitter and on Instagram.
So who need cue cards this week?
I'm tired, Arthur.
Who need
it doesn't have anything to do with me not knowing my information.
I'm just saying, it sounds like you don't know your information.
All right, and my fiancé, the lovely Alexia.
Fiancé, that's a new word. He said fiancé.
I know it was.
That was an extra French. Extra French.
That fancy shit.
All right, we got a couple of emails from people real quick.
Oh, Jesus.
What's going on, crew? Love the review podcast. I think it's hilarious how Janae constantly calls Angela Becky, even though she is Puerto Rican. It stands up for us sisters like myself. I really laugh every time you all do the show. It's just so much energy going on with this. I look forward to this just as much as the TV show.
Peace. I have to be honest, I thought her name was Becky.
Oh,
really?
See,
oh,
I thought her name was Becky.
She just being petty.
I'm not being petty.
Yeah,
she looked like she should be. She looked like Becky to me.
This is from Patricia Johnson. That was from Patricia Johnson. Thank you for listening, Patricia. We got one more email.
I love Patricia.
This email is from Appy. She says, hey, what's going on? I really appreciate this power episode that you all have been doing. It really makes me think about things a little bit more. You all every week deciding who's going to die is hilarious.
We got one.
Yeah, we got one this week. I wanted to see. I almost have a pool with my friends at work deciding who's going to kill each other because of you all.
That's
appreciate
hilarious.
You all podcast. I listen every week intensively. Thanks.
That's what's up.
Let's go and get into it, man. Holly did, y'all.
Dang.
Oh, I really, I Dang honestly kind of feel some type of way.
Oh, just
die.
But Tommy had to do it.
She deserved to die.
Tommy
she really did, but I feel bad that it was at Tommy's hands, literally.
He had to do it, though.
I just thought she
oh, he had to, because she was out of line.
He the one that brought her into the fold. You brought her in, you going to take her out.
But you know what? She continued to talk all that trash. Yeah. And I'm like, you can't just talk about this man's best friend. He just told you that he needed to go make sure the ghost is okay.
Figured it out.
Yeah, figured it out on his own. And then she like, I took care of it because you wouldn't, even if it wasn't Lobos.
Yeah, she
that
was out
your
line.
Job.
My friend, where'd she get the money from? Where'd she get the money from?
She got that from Tommy. You already know she did.
So she stole it from
him. Yeah, she stole it from him.
She waited the table, dog. When the table, she didn't wait some table.
When the last time she did anything, she wasn't bringing no drink. She wasn't
But remember, no, moms was even like, well, damn, what you do? What do you do up in here?
Right. Oh, mama said get rid of her. There wasn't no groceries. Tasha didn't trust her. She stole from her. I mean, she had to die. It's just
she had to go.
It's very unfortunate. It's very unfortunate that Tommy had to strangle her like that.
It would have been much better had she like slipped down the stairs.
Yeah.
Then like when nobody be in, probably like oop.
And then she broke her neck.
Yeah, like, he accidentally pushed her down the stairs.
Like they was arguing on the steps, and he was like, ah.
Yeah,
But I mean, he had already tried to choke her one time, and then it was like she just didn't even learn. She still stood there and kept on talking trash. And I'm like, why are you still talking? This man just threw you up against the wall and told you, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
He meant it.
Apparently.
He was not playing. And she still.
Y'all think they dumped her body?
Yeah, they definitely dumped her body. He probably chopped her up and everything. He's ghosting like Holly. And you know ghost what? Ghost
probably cool. I got somebody to cut her for. Like, let's go drive
but
by
the
there.
The thing is, Ghost tried to save her. He tried to give her the money and pay her off and get her out because she was trouble. Go back to wherever it was that she was at. But then she didn't. She couldn't sit there either. Holly was just. She was
greedy.
She'd
been around 6 months.
She was greedy. She wanted to be able to get some of that money that she saw coming in. She had to go.
She's a problem.
She had to go. I mean,
I'm not feeling bad about it. I'm like, okay, about that.
Me and Lexi actually gave high five. We got rid of
we
got rid
of the two of y'all are going to say, ooh, we got her. And then
no, first Art was like, no, she ain't dead for real. Like, she going to come back. Like, my bad. I was drowning. Like, I'm okay.
The real Vicky really.
You didn't see how limp. Her arms went.
Yeah, but I thought she was just kind of.
She played that death role. She did too, and then they did that makeup on her and made her look like she had been dead for a couple hours. Yeah. And Tommy just sitting in the corner like a little sad dog. Like.
Yeah,
but he was mad at her still too. So he was just like, he didn't think he was gonna kill her. Though.
Getting off a coke is something he should try to do.
That's definitely true.
That ain't gonna happen.
And he was high again.
I think I like him higher.
I do like him. I like him high.
I like
he wouldn't have killed her if he wouldn't have been high.
No, he wouldn't have killed her had he not been high.
Yeah.
What did,
you got to have some strength, though, to kill somebody like that.
Tasha knew that she was pregnant.
Nobody. She's the only person to know.
She's the only one that
and
knows.
And she also knows that she had, he hadn't told her. Yep. I mean, she hadn't told him.
Yeah,
so
that's
so
true.
What's this going to be, like an emotional breakdown for Tommy?
If he ever finds out, I think so.
Yeah. But
she going to find out.
He back with Ghost now. Tasha going to say something to Tommy about her being pregnant.
No, I want to know. The thing is, I wonder if they even going to tell Tasha that they killed her, though. That she killed her.
Tommy gonna tell her. Tasha know everything.
I don't know. That's what I'm wondering though. They gonna be like it's a Lobos got her or something?
No. And if they do say Lobos got her, then she gonna be like Tommy. You needed to know she was pregnant or something. But Tasha know that that's gonna fuck Tommy up. So I don't feel like Tasha would do that.
You know, he
unless she trying to do that because she gonna be mad that him and Ghost is back together. I don't know.
Together and everything.
Maybe her thinking of her and Ghost back together, though, that means he getting back on track.
I don't know.
She might start thinking, having hope. Like, oh, he back on track.
I mean, but I feel like after all that stuff that happened this episode and having Jamaicans almost killed Ghost, Ghost really need to think twice about, like, the time he spent with his kids and stuff. Because Tyreek was really upset. And now you're going to give the separation papers. Like, why aren't you going to Tasha being like, damn, they just tried to kill me and I need to get my shit together.
No, I think Angela didn't look to see if it was divorce papers.
Angela, what is it about her?
She's starting to ride
up. She got them little old titties with them big old nipples. Look terrible.
Why
and then
you talking about the girl nipples?
Because
titties,
they show them every episode.
No,
and then
see
like she got a great record.
They show them every episode. Like she got the best titties ever. Whatever.
Oh,
she don't got nobody for real.
Oh,
she just.
It's not about
the
titties.
But I'm not. You know what?
It's
whatever.
More
the girl,
about
she's
the
she's a pretty girl.
She got good hair.
She's a pretty girl.
She got
petty.
Good hair.
She got good hair. Just be quiet. She has a nice body and stuff. I was being petty. But I'm trying to figure out like what is it about her that makes him want
because
to leave
that was
his family, his children. His everything. There ain't no
tripping.
Way.
What Daryl
he
saying?
Just
who's
happened
who's
to
who's
drug dealer?
Thank
there
you.
There ain't no way. It'd be one thing if Tasha had did something to him. Tasha didn't start messing with Sean
until after
she found out about Angela.
Daryl hit the nail on the head. He's
the
dumbest drug dealer ever.
She just happened to show up at a time when him and Tasha was having issues. And then after
I didn't
all
think
this,
they was having issues. She created all them damn issues. They looked to me, they was all right to me. Yeah, they was having sex every now and then.
I kind of think Ghost had side chicks for a little while every here and there.
That wasn't it. The issue was is he wanted to get out the game and Tasha just couldn't understand. She wanted to stick with that lifestyle.
Tasha was doing what she needed to do, which was like taking care of her kids. Like she just wanted to make sure it was going to be good. Now, she should have trusted in him that club stuff was going to be okay, but that's all she knew.
Yeah, right. You're all right. Yeah, that is what happened. Like, he wanted to be. But he ain't still out the game. He's still doing dirt. We need to take on Lobo.
Look at all the stuff he got to do in order to get out of it.
You can't just get out of no stuff like that, man.
Yeah.
And it ain't going to end no time soon.
And if they kill Lobo, that ain't going to be the end of it.
Because Kanan's back.
Yeah.
Man, oh, Kanan. God. Yeah, he back with a vengeance.
Showing up with Dre and holding his baby and stuff. Now, that
Wasn't
cool.
Gangster.
It's like every episode, I'm like, are they going to kill somebody's kid? Like, who's going to die next? Like, what is going on?
Kanan back, y'all. Y'all just be happy.
And I really hate that he going to use Dre, because I really feel like Dre really was on Ghost's side.
He was trying.
I think he still is, too.
So maybe he going to tell Ghost about Kanan or something.
Nah, he ain't about to take that threat on my child. And turn the tables, like, nah, I'm back on your side.
But you know he already don't care about nobody's kids, because he watched him kill his own son.
That's true.
I mean, so I can't trust you. I can't be nowhere near you. You hold my child, right? And you can't live that fear, because then even after he were to get Ghost, based
my question
off,
is,
don't
hold
kill
on.
You anyway.
Who, what other adult was there with the kid?
Yeah.
That's what
left
I was
him
wondering.
There with him, somebody who I guess trusted him.
That's what I was wondering. Where the other adult
somebody that trusted him.
Maybe his
somebody
baby mom's
him.
Just like, oh, yeah, I can go to the store real quick or whatever.
That
and she didn't know.
Somebody that trusted him.
Yep.
But if that's your chick, man, you should be like, man, Kanan tripping. So if you come by here, don't let him in. Or like, you know.
But they thought Kanan was dead. All the way, you gotta remember, they thought Kanan was dead. Even Ghost.
We thought he wasn't going
dead.
Back to New York.
I didn't think he was gonna go back to New York.
I knew he was
gonna
go back to New York.
I thought he was gonna mess around in DC a little bit longer.
No, he told him he had to go back.
Now the thing is, the jukebox and her girl come with him, you think?
No, you
think that was only just for that little small couple episodes?
Yeah, I think so.
You think so?
They out of it.
They ain't gonna be out of it. There's no way.
You think they ain't gonna show up?
I think they're gonna show back up. There's gonna be some significance to it, because Jukebox got a relationship with either Tasha or them kids or something, because
she
was too connected with Sean. So she got some kind of relationship with them, somehow. And Kanan gonna try to do something to make it to where he can get back in close with Tasha and all that. I don't know what they gonna do. They gonna serve their purpose.
I think so.
Nah. they gonna be back. Because who does Kanan really have on his team right now? Nobody. He just went back to try to get Dre. That's it. But I don't think Dre really going to be with him.
But no, he got that other
Dre
crew,
was smart,
too. He can go back
Dre
and get the old
smart,
crew.
He
going
to try to shake him.
If Dre
can.
Was smart, he would go to Ghost, tell Ghost what the hell happened, and he would try to get Kanan.
Yeah, but I don't know.
And then he would still be trying to make Kanan think that he's playing both sides, but yeah, I would move my child.
Ghost would be like, God damn, man. Like, I can't get none of these people. Everybody's still alive and still popping.
He should have popped dude in the head.
Yes.
That, I mean, there's no
only
reason.
Sure way.
Just hit him with a damn 2x4 and try to
burn
him
up. Yeah.
Come on now.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Oh, they killing you, dude, Ghost?
And then what is about to happen with whatchamacallit? So, Lobo, so next week they showing all that stuff like Jamie and Tommy about to go try to get Lobos as he being transported or whatever.
Yeah.
But like, what's going on with the FBA agent guy and all that shit? Like, I'm so confused.
Yeah, you talking about
well, he diamond like out the another like his whole crew to whatever
I'm
the,
so
the
confused.
Crew is. He's diamond out.
No,
Lobos is
diamond
out somebody
Lobos
else.
Too.
So that's why they got him in protection, because he's gonna dime out the bigger
like
cartel,
the bigger guy. Yeah, I don't know.
So, I mean, he didn't turn face two, though, so. And I'm wondering now if the DEA dude was acting like he was cool with Lobos to flip him, almost. Because, like, he finna be locked out.
No, he worked for Lobos, I think.
No, he worked for
I think
Lobos.
He worked for
he
Lobos.
About to die. He got another episode.
He next up.
Lobos?
Yeah, nah,
no, he's about to do the DEA dude.
Oh, yeah, he's about to die.
Yeah, see, me and Lexi be on it. Y'all
yeah,
be
we
tripping.
Be calling it. I mean,
yeah. We been calling it.
Everybody said Holly was going to die.
Everybody said she needs to go.
I knew she was dying soon.
He said it was coming up.
Oh my god!
When she did the Jamaican thing, I was like, I thought it was gonna be a thing where the Jamaicans gonna call Ghost, and Ghost is gonna tell Tommy like.
That's what I thought was gonna happen.
That's what I thought.
I mean, this is probably two episodes. Two seasons later, but Angela will eventually die. She'll die by accident, though.
She gonna die by accident.
She gonna end up in somebody's crossfire, and she gonna end up dying. He gonna be back with Angela. I mean,
Tasha.
You know
Tasha.
What?
She gonna die
you
by
might
accident.
Might be right, but I don't think he gonna go back to Tasha.
You don't think so?
Now he gotta get a new chick, cause that gotta make it more spicy.
I feel like I think he gonna end up at some point going back to Tasha. Something gonna happen, and him and Tasha
gonna
get. Like,
gonna get
we
with
need
Tasha.
To figure out something with these kids.
That'd be
not
crazy.
That ain't gonna happen.
If Tasha got with Ken, that'd be crazy.
That ain't gonna happen. that's when she will. But find I think out Angela, he killed his own son.
Angela gonna do something. Angela gonna do something, and he gonna end up going and getting back with Tasha somehow, some kind of way, confiding in her, doing something. It's gonna be something about the kids or something.
He gonna end up cheating on her with his own wife.
Oh, that might happen. Now, he may cheat on Angela with Tasha.
So, jukebox and her girlfriend. Those are my favorite characters right now.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, now they coming back. Don't be sad.
How do they pop up into this, though? Does jukebox girlfriend start messing with Tommy now? Since Tommy's available now, obviously.
Stop it, please.
I'm saying he's single.
They off single. The same.
He's single now.
Nah, I think they
go.
I think they gone for the rest of the season. I
thought about that.
Or maybe till the last episode of the
season. I mean, they could be gone for the rest of the season and then pop back up again or something like that. Like, Kanan might just be setting himself up or something like that, and then he gonna call her, and she gonna take a little vacation from the police squad and come down and do some dirt.
She got no vacation. She a criminal.
Mm-hmm. She a cop though. She's saying like from her job.
I mean, from her job.
You talking about the girlfriend, right? The girlfriend can do whatever she wants. All she do is to cook Texas tea every week. So she ain't got no job. She can go up to New York right now. She can go up to New York right now though and start hustling, start trying to get on some of these cats in the club.
It's too far away from her.
What is the episode? The highlights for the episode of the next week's show?
Them trying to kill Lobo.
Oh, okay. Because he's being transported.
He's going to be transported and they're going to try to kill Lobo.
Yeah, what else happened tonight, man? I'm trying to... what else happened?
Ruiz. The whole situation with Ruiz.
Yeah.
Angela saved Jamie, which she needed to save face because you didn't say shit to him about Ruiz.
And honestly,
anyway,
her saving...
Angela constantly making it seem like she did something.
But she did it every time. You left the gun out.
Instead of putting it in the safe, which would have been perfectly fine for you to put it in the safe because Tariq wasn't going to figure out your code. Mm-hmm. But then he get the gun. But now, I saved Tariq. Don't worry about it. No, you created the problem. Just like tonight, Jamie was going to be in trouble based off of this meeting with Ruiz. But you didn't tell him nothing. He found out. Then you going to get mad at him and make it seem like he did something when he didn't do shit because it was you still the entire time. You can't play both sides. You can't. That's what she want to do. She used to be a good prosecutor. Well, you're not no more. You're not. You dating
You're a drug dealer girlfriend.
Yeah, you ain't a good prosecutor no more.
That happens
because you're constantly trying to save him.
So how you feel about Angela tonight?
How do you really feel about
that? Fuck Angela.
Oh, would you be more happy if Angela died, or are you happier Holly died?
Let me put it this so that you guys understand. I do not dislike Angela because she is Becky Angela.
Oh my God.
See, to me, she ain't even relevant. But the point
she's
is.
She's very relevant.
I don't Who's think she's relevant. Relevant?
I mean, oh God, you got me calling, girl. You got me calling.
Anyway,
you got me calling, girl.
I feel like if it would have been a black chick, if it would have been a whatever, I just do not condone that he's leaving his family for this woman. Like, if he would have met her after he broke up and left Tasha and then whatever, then I would have been fine with it. But I just don't like the way that their relationship started. Plus, I feel like she already a snitch, and I just don't trust her.
Mm-hmm. I mean, but she don't believe in true love.
True love. She left him when they were 15, 16 because she...
I'm just saying, y'all, Romeo and Juliet.
Whatever.
Oh,
it's like
God.
The forbidden fruit.
Well, then both of them need to die.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, my God.
He's going to kill Ghost and Angela.
You want a whole show just Tommy doing cocaine the whole show?
If you compare them to Romeo and Juliet, they both got to die.
What else happened this week?
I don't know.
Tyreek Ghost almost died. He's scared to shit.
Tyreek's relationship with
his dad.
His dad. What do y'all think about that?
I mean, I'm happy that Ghost apologized to him. To be honest, I'm glad that he finally apologized. And I feel where he was coming from because I feel like it was unnecessary for him to force them to meet Angela without them even like knowing anything about her prior to.
Right.
But and then you gonna leave me with her at the apartment. Like, he was dead wrong. And
they should at least like dinner or something.
Exactly. Anything. You know what I mean? But the first time you gonna stay the night dead and wrong. You hear like he couldn't have got a hotel room and then let Angela come over and be like, hey guys, this is my girlfriend. You know, sit him down, talk to him first, be like, I do have a girlfriend. I want you guys to meet her. Would you be okay if I were to bring her over here? Because he has grown kids. Minus that baby.
It's that thing, man, where
And then they still got a kid, like, two. The young one is, like, two.
Two. Yeah.
So I'm like, you got a whole nother woman, and you got a two-year-old.
But you can't be too busy for your kids, man. It's like, you know, I mean, I don't care how much money you make, what you do, what kind of shoes and what kind of toys and stuff they got at the crib. I mean, you got that QT time is important. Yeah, that QT is important, man. Just them hugs and all this and stuff. It means something to them kids, man.
Yeah, he doesn't be mad.
Talking about you going to just leave me with this little chick?
Exactly.
And let me leave my mama to come stay with her. Basically, you just made me leave my mama and my stuff to go spend the night with her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you come in.
Yeah.
And all my stuff at my house because you ain't nowhere to be found.
Then you just gone. Mama said.
And now I'm getting a gun. And then you're going to yell at me because I went through her stuff and got a gun.
Yeah.
While I'm angry.
You got a point.
I'm angry. And I'm 15. And that's what I'm supposed to do. Be angry and go through people's stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what kids do. You can't leave stuff out. That's what they
Tasha G, though, man. Tasha, I mean, I really respect Tasha. Like, cause she's still by ghosts. And, you know, I mean, she never talked bad about.
Nope, she don't.
Know his dad and
he's making an effort, you need to go on ahead and try. She did what a mom does, but she's
not being petty.
She's more concerned with her kids
because she too gay. she
and she still really low-key got goes back for real, even though she upset she wasn't in love with Sean.
That was just a fly-by-night get back.
I'm mad at you and he happened to be there,
right.
But
you was gonna move with Sean and do what? He don't even got no job. Like, you weren't gonna do that.
Live off ghost money.
I think he still live with his mama.
He did live off ghost money. Yeah, live off ghost money.
But there's gonna be the kids.
And then, like Ghost said, and Ghost never said anything to her about Sean, but he couldn't say nothing about Sean. Now, she was dead ass wrong. At least Angela wasn't like
17.
Somebody that they both knew.
Yeah.
But he was young, and that was supposed to be your nephew. Mm. Come on now. He was raised like another child with y'all.
That's the thing.
That shit nasty.
How many
times
has that happened?
Yoko Ono and John Lennon or whoever it is.
Woody Allen and his daughter.
Sun Yi, whatever her name is.
His stepdaughter.
What the fuck is y'all talking about? Sun Yi, Yoko Ono.
Woody Allen was married to Yoko Ono.
I don't watch TV.
And then Yoko and him broke up and then he would marry. They stepchild,
but they adopted.
Or, I mean, their adopted child. Yeah. He married her.
He married the adopted
child. He married their adopted child. He pretty much raised his wife.
Yes.
And they still married now.
Yeah, they've been married for a girl.
They still married now. Yeah, just like Tasha and Sean.
The adopted baby.
You didn't know this.
Yeah,
he ain't that cultured. He like trap music instead of old school hip hop.
That's you, Janae.
You know she got cold.
Now I'm not cultured.
You know she got cold.
That's what you heard.
I know about y'all Yoko still. And Woody.
Woody Allen.
Yeah, you didn't know that story. Baby, you didn't know that story. That's what people always bring up when, you know, they're always ridiculing certain people in Hollywood, but he's one of those people
like
who seems to get a pass.
Yeah, like R. Kelly.
He ain't in Hollywood. He's in the business.
R. Kelly got that 19.
When we get done doing
he did in the closet.
The podcast for Power, I think that we should do, like, a relationship podcast with the four of us.
Oh, no, y'all
do. I mean, I think that we should take...
Y'all do need to do one.
No,
I can just produce it.
I
can just produce it.
I think that we should take, like questions...
You always said we should do one.
No, I'm serious. Like, I think we should take questions from people, like, on email. And then we,
like,
discuss.
But you want me to get off in my shit?
Yeah.
It's too personal for y'all, but it's all right for these two motherfuckers.
Well, why don't we just let them two do it and we just be on the sideline then?
No, I want us
a
to
girl's
do.
Show,
I think that would be a really good
a
podcast.
Problem.
I think it would be a good podcast.
Are looking like, are you crazy? Look,
what
are you,
the fuck? What?
We'll have topics that we'll stay on topic.
We would have topics that we would stay on, like, what if this was the scenario, like, girls side, guys side,
no,
what would you
that's
do?
What I'm saying, no.
No, I mean, but you could do, I think if you do that,
y'all
it would be
know
like,
if y'all
no,
want
but
us to
it would have to be structured.
People go start emailing.
Y'all
yeah, email
know
that, yeah.
Like
but see, but the thing about it, I'm
going to
tell you, the premises can't be just like, it can't be love and relationship. It's going to have to be like current events, and we would just talk about
no.
it.
No, okay, we're getting off topic. What else happened?
Nah, because then,
we can hash this off later.
This motherfucker is petty.
Who's petty?
When you said this on the podcast.
You damn right. You know she petty.
you
know this motherfucker right here is petty.
Trying to hear that.
P.
people just
you just sleep on your side of it because you think you seem to think that
that motherfucker getting up sleeping in this car.
Y'all motherfuckers ain't about to have me.
Hey, Art be sleeping in this Tahoe.
Do you think it would be a good idea? I think we can do this.
I'm just laughing.
We work out together 3 days throughout the week.
Because every time I listen to his podcast, I call him because I got an issue with something he said.
Do you really?
I literally did.
So, really?
So, I mean, it'd be something I talk about from 2004. I didn't even know her. Oh, so that's how it was. 2004?
Yeah, 2004.
Okay, we can think about it.
Don't email him with that, y'all. That's
email.
I'm going to
take this out.
Tweet me. Tweet me on Twitter. Hey, shit was Roman.
Nah, email in because it will be.
If y'all don't tweet Arthur, it won't happen.
Here we go.
Tweet me.
I'm trying to think if we missed anything.
This was a good episode.
I really wonder what's gonna happen to Tommy though now that Holly is gone because he was with her.
He don't
all
get
day,
with
you by
his girlfriend, man. That's the setup.
That's ridiculous.
Ain't thinking about you. Ain't
this she gonna be making Texas tea, doing coke with him, and she gonna shut up, and she gonna cook. Tommy. She gonna do everything. His mama Tommy. Gonna end up liking her. It's gonna be crazy. Yep. I'm saying it now. Juba's girlfriend. He gonna be like, man, she don't even really talk that much. She got my coke ready for me. Got food. Got me this new Texas tea. I don't even know what it is.
Tommy's about to be all about business right now. Ain't no other girlfriend pop up no other time.
But the thing about it is, Ghost's not really trying to be in the game no more. Tommy ain't got no girl. Can you pull Tommy off the streets?
And think about it, he still got to get them Asians though. He still got business with the Asians, cats.
Yeah, it's a lot going on, y'all.
Yeah,
because
Ghost know who was after him.
Yeah, because Andre the one that told him.
I don't know, but I hope for real that Andre do not go back with Kanan.
Oh, that's definitely.
I mean, that would be
turn on him.
I mean, that was the way it had to go. But that's only way his only end was to go through Andre.
I would be so devastated.
You know what I mean? Yeah, it's a lot going on.
I mean, it's
on.
Like, you know that that's going to happen, but you don't really know. I need to taste this and see if this
shit. All right, so who's going to die this week? This week coming up. Who's
shit,
everybody?
Unfortunately, it ain't gonna
everybody
be
look forward to seeing
don't
who
do that. No.
Andre going to die this week?
It ain't Andre.
Andre might go down this week.
I didn't say Lobos. Lobos.
Might go down.
Nah.
You don't think Lobos going to die this week?
Nah.
That'd be too obvious.
Nah, because then it's
no, it's the DA dude. What about the DA dude?
Maybe Ruiz. Maybe Ruiz might die.
That's right. They having the shootout.
All
right,
one person. Lexi, one person to die next week.
Who would I want to die?
No, I want. Who you
going to die?
One person.
It's probably going to be the DA dude. I was
one
about to put
which
Kanan.
One?
Yeah.
I want Kanan to stay alive forever.
I personally think it's going to be that dark hair one. That was, came back from the whole sexual harassment little thing with Angela.
Greg.
He ain't dying.
Death to Greg. He needs to die. Greg.
You think it's the Greg. One that's
I think he should get one shot to the head.
I think Griffin start working with Kanan.
Anyway.
Hey.
Not the feel.
No. Hey. Look. I got my enemy and my enemy is my friend.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
All right. This shit ain't really done for real.
We need to talk it longer.
Okay.
They both going to Greg.
Gonna die. I mean, I kind of want to go with Greg, but I could go with someone different just because y'all going with
Greg.
Man,
Greg could be the clean sweep.
There's the other DA dude who's been...
The dirty one?
That's
what I'm going with.
I don't think it's going to be him.
I don't know. It might be, but is one of them two going to die?
Nah. Somebody in the federal agent, one of the federal agents going to die.
Only reason why this...
Yeah, I think a federal agent for sure going to die, but...
Go ahead, buddy.
I think a federal agent for sure going to die. I kind of feel like it might be the dirty dude, though, because... Lobos might just be like done with him because he's getting
right, but he was on the phone on everything. He's like, I need you to do something for me. That's how I was wondering if he was gonna end up just taking him out. Like, I ain't turning no state's evidence because he flipped on him and turned state evidence, made him become a snitch.
Yeah,
like it's the only way you can live or whatever.
Yeah. What's your thoughts, there?
I'm going with the dude from the DA, man. Snitch. I think his that the other homeboy that they met up with, I think he, the dude with the dark hair, the little, look like Richard Grieco kind of dude.
Yeah.
I think he the one that's going to take out the...
Who was Richard
Grieco?
Richard
Grieco? He's Italian. You never watched 21 Jump Street?
Is it true? Yeah, but I don't know them by those.
Yeah, Richard Grieco. You know Richard Grieco is very nice.
Okay. I know who.
Definitely.
Godfather 3. He played Godfather 3.
No, good. Well, I ain't saying Godfather 3.
Me neither.
Don't worry about all this. And then nothing will last. No. So I'm going with that. That's a. Yes. You want to talk on the show,
Xander?
Xander
think who going to die.
You want to talk on who you think is going to lose? That's Xander.
Okay.
She can't hear. She busy. She whatever.
So everybody got any thoughts about I guess with the whole situation last up, do y'all think that Tommy and him are back together for good now?
They're together.
The band is back together.
Yeah, they're together, and I'm happy.
Yeah.
And they both love each other so much, they couldn't let the other one die.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Just a little blip in the radar.
Tommy loved Holly for real. He really did love that Holly, but he loved Ghost more.
You think so?
Yeah, he loved Ghost more. Yeah, he was willing to kill Holly for Ghost.
But is it going to have to be the same situation for Ghost? Is Ghost going to have to kill Angela?
He might.
Off the strength of the same thing, though, where she's going to be like, you're going to have to give up Tommy. Like, it'd be a court situation where it's...
Ghost ain't going
to
kill Angela.
No, what if a situation where it's like, she's like, well, you're going to have to give up Tommy to get... for you to be all right. No. And then he might have to do the same thing.
He ain't giving up Tommy.
I mean, they've been through too much, man. Tommy and Ghost have been through too much.
Entirely too much.
Yeah, I'm wondering if we're going to see, like, Ghost's mom or dad pop up.
It's about time for Tommy to save Ghost's life, too, man. I mean, Ghost has saved Tommy on several occasions.
Yep. Well, I guess you could look at it, he could have saved his life by not killing him that time.
He did.
That he had him set up. That Tommy had him set up to kill him. Yeah. That he didn't kill. So you could look at it like that, too. That
he wasn't going to do that, though.
Yeah,
he wasn't gonna do that. Because that's his brother.
Yeah.
He wasn't gonna do that.
Well, I'm gonna see if we got Ghost mom and dad. Like, we need to see them show up. Like,
I don't think he has one. I think he kind of
wasn't he adopted or something? Wasn't something going on? I don't remember what they said.
I don't know. I'm just wondering if somebody show up.
He was raised by Tasha's mom.
Really?
Oh, no.
Oh, I was like, damn, I didn't know.
Like, I missed that one.
Yeah, I thought you met Tasha when she was in college.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just making that shit up.
We gonna wrap it up. Any final thoughts before we wrap it up?
It was such a good episode.
Yeah. Hit me up for relationship advice, though, man. Anybody trying to
hit you up for it? Hit you up on a
women that want advice about men, just hit me up because we about to do like a little prequel to the relationship.
Anybody hitting you up asking no questions about they men?
Because I don't know shit.
At all.
Don't hit me up. I'm the last motherfucker.
At all.
Shit, don't ask me what to do to keep your man. I'll tell you everything.
Shit, you may not like it.
You may not like it.
But it'll help you keep your man, but you may not like it.
You may not like it.
That'd be the difference.
Forget him too. Shit.
Our first episode will be how are men supposed to act on their bachelor party night.
That will be interesting.
Thank you very much.
Mine is this weekend. We'll
I know it's this weekend. Man, that's what I'm saying.
Turn up.
That will be interesting.
I told Art that he's busy and he can't make it.
I told him he's busy. They surpassing stuff over here.
I told him he's busy. He can't make it.
And each his own.
Art was like, I'm be right there. Front row. All the
gotta be on the news in the morning.
I'm be able to tell you everything they do because he gonna tell me.
Who? No snitch.
He said, like, this ain't Lobos.
Like, who is?
You he like Ruiz? You ain't no snitch.
Yeah.
Snitches get stitches.
Yeah.
Snitches get stitches.
Yeah. We'll be all good. Yeah.
Daryl ain't gonna do nothing. He gonna be like, I wanna go home.
Nah, he may not be that, but he'll be chill probably.
You know I am.
It's more for the fellas.
That's because we're going on ours together. So you better. You got one night, I'm gonna be right there in the same town.
And it ain't like y'all going way out too far. Everything in one vicinity.
Everything right there. Unless you try to veer off. And if I don't see you walking up and down.
Bourbon Street?
Yeah.
Be on Bourbon Street, probably. I don't know. I don't like strippers, so it don't really matter to me. See, I don't like strippers, so. I won't. Whatever.
This has been the most unorthodox recap ever.
Yeah,
sorry, y'all. Y'all done heard. Y'all had a yeah, power questions, not relationship questions. Yeah, I kind of got off on
power questions. Janae, once again, let everybody know where they can jump at.
At Janae Sweetie Pie on Instagram and on Twitter, or Janae Wallach on Facebook.
All
right.
Okay, yeah, y'all heard it because.
Oh, my God.
Lexi, you want anybody to hit you up?
No, I don't.
Now people gonna be looking for you because you don't want nobody to hit you. Now they're gonna be like, Google, how do you find it?
They'll find you.
Just look at
make sure y'all email us straightolc@gmail.com. Straight Outlawcast fan page too as well. Appreciate the love. We'll see y'all next week. Peace.